Yes, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Brad Baker. I am originally from northern Indiana. I've lived in Atlanta for the last 21 years.
What do you do there in Atlanta?
I'm a graphic designer, illustrator, art director.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Brad. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Brad's topic?
I prefer hardcover books. They're better to slap you with.
Literature is full of fierce disagreements. Think of last year's debate over Harper Lee's second book, or two hobos fighting with knives at a library. This week we read about a new literary controversy. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real one, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am indeed.
All right, well, first let's hear from Bobcat Goldthwait.
Park ranger and respected Sasquatch expert Ranger Robert Lederman writes a coming-of-age stories for tweens similar to Twilight series, except set in the world of Bigfoot. His first book, Yeti or Not, was a hit with the Bigfoot teen lit crowd and other Bigfoot enthusiasts, but controversy arose when his follow-up book, Yeti or Not, The Awakening, added a group of wood nymphs and fairies to the saga. Serious Bigfoot researchers are irate. They say that by adding wood nymphs and fairies, Lederman is making the Bigfoot community look ridiculous. Fairies aren't real, exclaimed Timothy Pearson, a leading Squatcher. Even if they were wood nymphs and fairies, Sasquatch would never associate with them. Bigfoot is a very private hominid. We're not asking Lederman to censor himself. We're just asking that his book comes with a warning label explaining that some of it is fiction.
Controversy in the Sasquatch lit community. Sasquatch, yes. Wood nymphs, no. Your next story of fiction friction comes from Roxanne Roberts.
The cat mystery world is hissing about a controversy in its industry, talking cats. What's that you say? Cat mysteries? Indeed, it's a popular genre of detective stories with little sex, violence, or swearing, with lots and lots of adorable kitties who speak English to humans. Or should they? Shirley Rousseau Murphy's Joe Gray series features two talking cats who help the town police chief solve cases. Other authors create crime-solving cats who only meow. Quote, people tend to feel very strongly about it, author Clea Simon told the Wall Street Journal. Cats that speak, they're an abomination. The Cat Writers Association, yes, that's a thing too, is firmly in the talking cat corner, awarding its top honors to books with chatty cats in the tradition of Puss in Boots and The Cat in the Hat. Quote, so many fans tell me they wish their cats could speak, said Murphy, who sold 1.3 million books. Sometimes I say, are you sure you want to know? Personally, I know exactly what my cats would say. Forget that dead body and feed us, and then we'll lie on top of that newspaper you're trying to read.
Do cats talk? Yes, no, yes, no. A controversy in the cat-lit community. Finally, your last story of a beef in books comes from Adam Burke.
A literary squabble has broken out at this year's annual celebration of Putinalia, in which artists and writers descend on the outskirts of St. Petersburg to see who can create the best homage to the city's favorite son, Russian leader Vladimir Putin. In the contentious poetry competition, runner-up Anatoly Neskarov has accused winner Edna Kedrov of secretly satirizing the nation's doughty leader with her poem, Our Father is Brave and Beautiful, which contains the lines, a herd of bears with guns in their teeth, led by strapping Putin, his arms full of salmon, is, according to Neskarov, so over the top as to be a mockery. Kedrov has in turn accused Neskarov's work of being as over the top. Please, said Kedrov, the poem is about Putin pinning all of the world's heads of state in a judo match. Festival organizers say this year's winner will stand but will impose strict rules on banning satire in the future.
All right, so these are your choices. From Bobcat Goldthwait, controversy in the world of Sasquatch literature when one of the favorite authors puts in wind fairies, and wood fairies don't exist. From Roxanne Roberts, a controversy in the world of cat literature, about whether the cat should talk or not, or from Adam Burke, controversy over at the annual Putin Literary Competition, where two poets accuse each other of secretly satirizing their dear leader. Which of these is the real story of a literary controversy?
Well, number one, I think that's what I'm going for.
So you're going to go with Bobcat's story of Sasquatch Lit being roiled by the introduction of wood fairies, was it?
Yeah. All right.
Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone intimately, and I mean intimately involved, with the real story.
There is a split between those who believe that cats should act simply like animals and those of us who believe that cats can talk.
That was Clea Simon. She is the author of four cat-related mystery series, not books, series, and she is a member in good standing of the Cat Writers Association. So as you heard, Brad, Roxanne Roberts had the real story. You didn't win. You earned a point for Bobcat, which I'm sure he appreciates, but which no doubt infuriates Roxanne. She'll have her vengeance later. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please.